Ye brave young sons of Erin's Isle, I hope you will attend a while to the wrongs of dear old Ireland I'm going to relate. 'Twas black and cursed was the day that our Parliament was taken away, and all our grief and suffering commences from that day. For our hardy sons and daughters fair to other countries must repair and leave their native land behind in sorrow to deplore. For to seek employment they must roam far, far away from their native home, from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Now Ireland is with plenty blessed, but the people they are sore oppressed, all by those cursed tyrants we are forced for to obey. Some haughty landlords far to please, our houses and our lands they'll seize, to put 50 farms into one and take us all away. Regardless of the widow's cries, the mother's tears and the orphan's sighs, in thousands we are driven from home, which grieves our hearts full sore. We are fraught by famine and disease, we emigrated across the seas, from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Our sustenance is taken away, our tithes and taxes for to pay, to support that law protected church to which they do adhere. And our Irish gentry, well, you know, to other countries they do go, and the money from old Ireland they squander here and there. But if those squires would stay at home and not to other countries roam, but to build mills and factories here to employ the labouring core. For if we have trade and commerce there, to me no nation could compare to that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. John Bull, he boasts and he laughs with scorn, and he says that Irishman is born to be always discontented, for at home he cannot agree, but will banish discord from our land and in harmony like brothers stand to demand the rights of Ireland. Let us all united be, and our Parliament and College Green, for to assemble 'twill be seen. And happy days in Erin's Isle we soon will have once more, and dear old Ireland soon will be a great and glorious country, and peace and blessing soon will smile all round the Shamrock Shore.